Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaign for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacts with women in Matri Shakti Sammelan at Varanasi. IMD issues red alert for heat wave over north, northwest and central parts of the country for next 4 days. Delhi's peak power demand reaches an all-time high. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty regain top position in BWF men's doubles ranking. And in IPL cricket, qualifier one between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Ahmedabad. Campaigning for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies in the poll-bound states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that INDI alliance is anti-women and they oppose reservation to women, addressing a women-only gathering in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. The Prime Minister said women were not safe during the regime of the Samajwadi Party and Congress, but now under Yogi Adityanath's leadership in UP, women are more safe and secure. During the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University, Mr. Modi said that in the last 60 years, no government thought about women.
बीते 10 साल में पहली बार सरकार की नीतियों से लेकर निर्णयों तक हमारी माताएं, बहनें, महिलाएं केंद्र में आई हैं। इस पर उतनी चर्चा भले ही न हुई हो, लेकिन ये भारत की सक्सेस स्टोरी का एक बहुत बड़ा फैक्टर है। आप बताइए, जब घर आपके बिना नहीं चलता, तो देश आपके बिना कैसे चल जाता? ये बात 60 वर्षों तक सरकारों को समझ ही नहीं आई।
Earlier addressing a political gathering in Prayagraj, Mr. Modi attacked the BSP and Samajwadi Party and said that these parties gave patronage to criminal elements. The Prime Minister campaigned for BJP candidates Neeraj Tripathi from Prayagraj and Praveen Patel from Phulpur constituencies. The Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tonight and tomorrow he will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath addressed rallies in Balrampur, Siddharth Nagar, Sant Kabir Nagar Basti and Azamgarh districts today. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today addressed a political rally in Bhadohi in support of TMC candidate Lalitesh Pati Tripathi. He said the BJP is not going to win even 140 seats in the country. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Chandigarh. He said Haryana and Punjab are considered quite prosperous, but still unemployment and inflation is at its peak in these states.
हमारे जो पांच न्याय है और 25 गारंटी है हम करके दिखाएंगे और इसको गठबंधन के जितने भी हमारे पार्टनर्स हैं वो भी हमको साथ दे रहे हैं और हम उन्हों मिलके बहुत से जगह लड़ रहे हैं इसीलिए कि जो मोदी जी कर रहे हैं वो ठीक नहीं है ये सबको तो पता चल रहा है और एक बात जो एक महिला घर में सबसे बड़ी होती है घर चलाती है उसको 1 लाख रुपए सालाना देने का हमने वायदा किया है वो निभाएंगे पक्की नौकरी देने का वायदा किया है हम निभाएंगे
In Bihar, several senior leaders of the NDA and Grand Alliance today hit the campaigning trail in Lok Sabha elections for the 6th and 7th phase. Senior BJP leader and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman conducted an outreach program with representatives of industry, MSME and chartered accountants in Patna. She held a press conference in Patna where she alleged that Jungle Raj of RJD and Congress is responsible for the backwardness of the state. Addressing a public meeting in Ziraday in Sivan Parliamentary Constituency, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said there is a total disenchantment in people with the BJP, so the ruling party is inciting communal issues. Mr. Yadav also held election rallies in constituencies of Purvi Champaran, Pashchimi Champaran and Vaishali. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, while addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur today, alleged that the imprisonment of former Jharkhand CM Hemant Soren is part of a political conspiracy. He said Kalpana Soren, the wife of Hemant Soren, is holding court and has posed a challenge to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that Hemant Soren is the biggest leader belonging to the tribal community in the country. Jamshedpur will vote in the sixth phase of polling. In Delhi, candidates and leaders from BJP, AAP and Congress are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the national capital to woo the voters in their favour. Today, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda spearheaded a vigorous campaign and took part in a roadshow in Palam in favour of the party candidates. Mr. Nadda will also address a public gathering in support of the party's contender from Chandni Chowk and Pitampura tonight. Union Minister Rajnath Singh galvanised support for the party candidate with a rally in Ritala. He is also scheduled to hold a roadshow in Sarita Vihar. Aam Aadmi Party convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal took to the streets orchestrating a roadshow in Bhajanpura, northeast Delhi. The polling in the city is scheduled on Saturday. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today claimed that the BJP has bagged 310 seats after the completion of five phases of the Lok Sabha polls. He addressed an election rally at Sambalpur in Odisha today. He also alleged that Odisha has been ruled by a handful of officers and this election will end the ongoing Babu Raj in the state. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Kurukshetra Lok Sabha seat of Haryana, which came into existence in 1977. Haryana's BJP state president and current chief minister Nayab Singh Saini became the MP from this seat in 2019. The seat was with the Congress since 2004, but since 2014 it is occupied by the BJP. More from our correspondent.
The Bharatiya Janata Party has been winning the Kurukshetra Lok Sabha seat for the last two elections. Earlier, Naveen Jindal had been a member of parliament from Kurukshetra for 10 years. In 2019, Nayab Singh Saini defeated Nirmal Singh of Congress. At present, Nayab Singh Saini is the chief minister of Haryana. This time, the contest on the seat is interesting. BJP has expressed trust in Naveen Jindal, who recently joined BJP. In the alliance, has bet on Sushil Gupta from Aam Aadmi Party, while Abhay Singh Chaudhary of Indian National Lok Dal is himself in the election fray. In total, 31 candidates are in the election fray, out of which 16 candidates are independent. The main contest is believed to be between the candidates of BJP and Indian Alliance, although INLD is getting a lot of support from farmers. There are total 9 assembly seats in Kurukshetra Parliament constituency. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit the Islamic Republic of Iran tomorrow. During his visit, he will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the tragic demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Dr. Hossein Amir Abdullahian, and other Iranian officials in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their condolences to the government and people of Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar visited the embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran in New Delhi today to convey India's condolences on the tragic loss. India is observing a day of national mourning today. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today cracked down on multiple locations in four states to uncover the conspiracy behind the Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. In a coordinated action, NIA team searched 11 locations in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. Extensive searches were conducted at the premises linked with 11 suspects in the case. According to the investigation agency, the targeted searches led to the seizure of various digital devices and documents, which the NIA is examining exhaustively. So far, NIA has arrested two accused, Muzaffir Hussain Shahzeb and Abdul Mateen Taha, in this case. The Rameshwaram Cafe blast took place in March this year. In an IED explosion at the cafe situated in Brookfield in Bengaluru, Karnataka, had left several customers and staff members injured. Severe heat wave conditions are being observed over many parts of North India, including Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, and Uttar Pradesh. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said the Met Department has issued a red alert for heat wave in the region for the next 4 days.
Heat wave over Northwest India and Central India, which has been continuing since 17 May, and today it is the fifth day. We have continued the heat wave warning only for the national capital Delhi. We have downgraded to orange for 22nd May. Our red color will continue for 23rd, 24th and 25th. For other part, Punjab, Haryana, West Rajasthan, we have red color for the heat wave to severe heat wave warning. Coming to the south, the heavy to very heavy rainfall continuing over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka and Kerala, and we have given orange color warning for next 2 to 3 days. We have a low pressure area likely to form over central or southwest today during next 24 hours that we are monitoring.
National capital Delhi's peak power demand today reached an all-time high amid the intense summer heat. The state load dispatch center in Delhi said in the afternoon the peak demand of the city reached 7,717 megawatts, breaking all previous records. Previously, the all-time high peak power demand was recorded at 7,695 megawatts in June 2022. Delhi is reeling under intense heat with a steady rise in temperature. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heat wave over the next 4 days. In Manipur, the state government has filed an FIR against a Kuki militant group, Kuki National Front Military Council, for renaming and turning a sacred hill into its camp. The case has been filed after a photograph in which the militant group put up a signboard at the foothill of Thang Jing Ching, located in Bishnupur district, calling the place a Kuki army camp. The Thang Jing Ching is a sacred pilgrimage site for the followers of Sanamahism religion belonging to the Meitei community. In IPL cricket, qualifier 1 between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders is underway at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in 18.1 overs when reports last came in. For the first time in this season, both SRH openers got out in the single-digit score. Qualifier 2 will be played between Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the same venue tomorrow. The final match will be played this Sunday. The star Indian men's badminton duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have regained their top spot in the latest Badminton World Federation BWF rankings after a remarkable victory at the Thailand Open Super 500 in Bangkok last week. Before the tournament, Satvik and Chirag were ranked third but managed to surpass China's Liang Wei Keng and Wang Chang. South Korea's Min Hyuk Kang and Seong Jae Seo hold the third position. Satvik and Chirag showcased impeccable form throughout the tournament, winning all their matches in straight games. Their dominant performance was highlighted in the final, where they defeated China's Chen Po Yang and Liu Yi 21-15 in just 46 minutes, securing their second Thailand Open men's doubles title. European Union ministers have unanimously given their final approval to the Artificial Intelligence Act. It is a major new law that regulates the use of the transformative technology in high-risk situations such as law enforcement and employment. According to media reports, the European Union hopes that laying down strict AI rules relatively early in the technology's development will address the dangers in time and help shape the international agenda for regulating AI. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaign for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacts with women in Matri Shakti Sammelan at Varanasi. IMD issues a red alert for heat wave over north, northwest and central parts of the country for next 4 days. Delhi's peak power demand reaches an all-time high. In badminton, Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty regained top position in BWF men's doubles ranking. and in IPL cricket, qualifier 1 between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Ahmedabad. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.